Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Not bad, not bad. We're a little small today, but we're two or more gathered, right? Mm-hmm. Here we are still immersed in the Lenten season. And part of what we've been trying to do is be intentional about really doing some examining our own spiritual condition, recognizing our strengths and our weaknesses so that we can mature our discipleship with Christ as we journey with Him toward the cross. Mark, you selected a scripture for this Lenten Sunday's reading. It comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, so it's part of that four-chapter red letter sermon Jesus gives at the end of John. But chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. You want to go ahead and read that for us?
I revealed you to those who gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have given me, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture will be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. With them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
Very good. Very good. Nice long conversation Jesus is having with his father. Is there something you want to share, or would you like to give a? Okay, go ahead.
As you see, Jesus on the eve of the crucifixion here, talking to God. It really strikes me as a kind of a passing of the baton. No, I laid the foundation. Here's all the bricks. Here's all the tools I gave you. Now, I'm going back to my Father, and I'm going to send you a helper. Build my church. And for a while, it worked in Acts 2 and 4, if you see. Everybody had... nobody went without within the church. Now... you see today that this the pop culture theology that we just wait around and be really nice to each other until we can get beamed up to heaven. And we lose sight of it. So we just kind of, I don't know, we just get lost in the laser lights and the smoke machines of the worship service, and we go on with life in the world. But I want to keep coming back to this. The scripture in my devotions for a while, because it's just kind of easy to wander off, especially but I know that I am very prone to losing sight sometimes, but I know that this is the word that changed my life. This is the rebirth I found on Broad Street. The spirit of what I just read, that I didn't need more than to just come out of the dark and start socializing with people. I have this greater purpose. That that God saved me for the sake of other people. And I have to honor that. And this is, well, I make this my reminder every day.
Okay, if I was to follow up on that, how can you share with our listening audience how you're doing that?
Oh, I'm doing that. Well, right now, you know, I'm going to college, and hopefully, I'm going to pursue a master's degree in history, because I feel it's kind of being lost, this understanding of the past and where we're coming from, how we got there, and now which way we go. I mean, I want to serve in such a way that to kind of help young people get more interested in history and see, you know, that really Jesus is the answer.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to tell Mark thanks. I'd like to say that I'm proud of you for the risk you're taking to study. But, you know, the way I kind of get out of this is, you know, like you had mentioned before, the works, you know, it's not always, you know, and I'm finding out, and when I came, you know, I was lost, and plus, you know, major issues. But through coming there to the Neighbors of Hope, my eyes have been opened. It's like your light bulb goes in. It's like you see, and it's not just through scripture, it's through another brother, it's through just by talking to him. You know, and I know that the works are just wow, cooking and all this other stuff. Works, you know, might be, you know, doing what Jesus wants you to do, you know. I mean, talk to people about him. Talk to people, you know, and showing them that they do have hope, and giving them, you know, guidance, so to speak. You know what I mean? I'm still, you know, got some issues going on, but I know that you're working with the brothers, you're working with you and Tim and that, and that you know, I'm seeing more, and I'm making more changes in my life to be how Jesus would want me to be. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, plain and simple, you know what I mean? I'm not perfect, and you know, I lay every night, when I lay down at night, I know I make sense through the day, and I replay paper and pens, and you know, but, you know, I feel that that's a part of him. You know, I mean, it's consistency. It's a believing, you know, and it's trusting and having faith and, you know, the grace and mercy that he has offered him, you know?
Yeah. Anybody else? Mark, when I made known your name. All right, Jesus having this conversation with his father. To make known someone's name, all right? I mean, back in those days, and to some extent it's here. You know, if you were to say, oh, you know, that Pastor Steve, well, okay, those two little words, that title and that name, may conjure some sort of thought, association in people's brains. Never heard of him, all right? He's doing pretty good work there over at Neighbors Hope, right? I mean, there's something about a name. So when Jesus flat out tells his father, he says, look it, I've given them your name. I've made known to them your name. Made known. They don't have an excuse. So accompanying knowing God's name is also knowing God's character. So Jesus here is saying, I've made known to them your character. And when we come to a point to where if we know God's character, all right, we don't have a whole lot of excuses not to be diligently about God's work. And then Jesus goes on to say, look, I've abided in you and you've abided in me. I mean, what he's sharing is, I've been completely dependent upon you. Now, isn't that a call for us? If we say we've come to know God's name and we know God's character, if you truly know God's character, should you be fearful of anything? So then we're back to like the Sermon on the Mount, why worry about anything? So maybe if we catch ourselves worrying or we're trying to take control, maybe there's part of God's character we're missing. We don't truly know the triune God that well. But like Jesus, if we're called to be like Jesus and he's properly equipping, as you said, Mark, then we too are supposed to be completely dependent on God. Right? And then there's that challenge, as we were talking about before we went on the air, you know, the whole in the world, not of the world type thing. But stop and think about it. If we truly know God's character and we're going to be completely dependent upon God, do you think historically we could have done a better job impacting the world? And if we look at the world we see now, particularly in America, I mean, it's very consumeristic. It's a materialistic culture. We all know that. That's kind of what runs our economy and all these other type of things. But are we convinced that's the world God wanted? And so how well are we doing impacting the character of God into God's creation? And Jesus is saying, look, it, I did what you called me to do. I have shared this with all of them. And you're right, Mark, particularly here in the season of Lent, this is very powerful, because do we have any excuses left anymore? Which means we do what? We need to deepen our own spiritual walk. We need to deepen our dependence on God so we can have an impact, right? Of the triune character of God into the community, which is God's primary agenda that God has always wanted. Then it begs the question, are you willing to die for that? Because he was. He did. It's a very powerful scripture. It's very challenging. And I just share those because I don't want us to gloss over it. It is very challenging, and I'm sure maybe even part of our listening audience, much like ourselves, are trying to come up with some excuses that we don't. Right? But it's not like that.
But coming up with excuses wouldn't be Jesus.
And here, this is a conversation between Jesus and his Father, and he's telling him, "Look, this is what I've done. I have given them your name, which, as I said before, Yahweh. This is." The character that goes with that. Alright? You know I've been completely dependent upon you all this time, and I've taught them they need to do that. Why? Because with the triune character of God and God's primary agenda of community, it's about impacting the world. While I'm here, I've done the work that you've called me to do. I have impacted the world. Individual people's lives. Social structures, right? Oh, yeah, and the salvation of God's people. I've done mine. And I've equipped them to do likewise. And I imagine, you know, if God was to speak back in the conversation, he says, well done, good and faithful servant. And so the challenge is, are we really engaged in the work God has laid before us? And if not, maybe we're not quite prepared or equipped for that. Maybe we haven't really received the name to understand what the character is. Maybe we haven't quite become as completely dependent upon that character in God as Jesus was. And without being properly equipped, no wonder we can't adequately impact the world to reflect the image of creation God had intended for. This is what Lent should be about. Us doing this self-reflection. Are there things I need to strengthen? And then recommitting ourselves in the form of discipleship, right, to develop that character. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all of your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. And till we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a Women's and Children's Transitional Housing Program. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.